Good afternoon. A British drug dealer who has been hiding for more than 10 years has been arrested in Spain. Michael John Walsh, who's 75, was convicted in October 2005 of cultivating and supplying cannabis in the Scarborough area. He was jailed for 5 years, 9 months at the Hull Crown Court in April 2006. In December 2007, Walsh, who's from Leeds, was released from prison on licence, but was recalled to prison soon afterwards for breaching the terms of his release. He went on the run and a warrant was issued for his arrest. The North Yorkshire Police Intelligence Bureau, along with Guardia Civil officers, eventually located him in Malaga and applied for a European arrest warrant. He's due in court in Madrid, and it'll be decided whether he should be remanded in custody or extradited to the UK to serve the remainder of his sentence. Security guards at Madrid's Adolfo Suarez Barajas Airport have failed to reach an agreement with their employer over working conditions and pay, meaning they will go ahead until Monday, January the 8th. They've targeted the Christmas holiday season in order to cause as much disruption as possible and raise awareness of their situation, which they say is becoming intolerable. Earlier this week, they said that despite Spain being on terrorism alert level 4 out of a maximum 5, meaning their workload has increased, their wages had in fact gone down. Their employer, Prosegur, has complained that the strike is illegal, and say a court in Madrid found that the motives for the planned industrial action did not justify the move. Security staff will go off duty 4 times a day over the next 3 weeks, between 5:30 and 6:30 and 10:30 and 11:30 in the mornings, from 2 till 3 in the afternoons, and again from 7 till 8 in the evening. Estepona's new gourmet market was planned to open before Christmas, but now unforeseen archaeological work has pushed the grand opening into next year. The works began in March, and it's only recently been discovered that new excavation works will be required on the Calle Vieja. The developer has also decided that the entire market will be covered with glass to allow shoppers to enjoy views of the castle. These changes bring the budget for the works to just under 1 million euros. The new gourmet market is located in the Old Town, with a total of 28 stalls across 2 floors. A major supermarkets in the UK have upped the price of olive oil in their stores for the second time this year. Suppliers are blaming poor harvests following a lack of rain here in Spain and the weakening of the pound for the increases. Sainsbury's has increased the price on 21 types of olive oil from own brand labels to popular brands. Spain produces on average around 44% of the world's supply of olive oil each year, twice as much as Italy and 4 times as much as Greece. About 70% of all Spanish olive oil comes from the province of Jaén, which claims to produce more olive oil than the whole of Italy. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Barb James.